Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Earlier this month, Kentucky and Indiana commodity groups jointly hosted the Ohio River Lock Tour. Participants boarded a vessel and literally locked through the Markland facility from one pool level to another. One of the presenters, Mike Steenheck with the Soya Transportation Coalition, says his group promotes the importance of our inland waterway system and the need to protect it.
Well, the Soya Transportation Coalition is a farmer-funded, farmer-led organization that's comprised of 11 state soybean boards or associations, including the Kentucky Soybean Board and the Ohio Soybean Council and the Indiana Soybean Alliance, that really aspires to ensure that the whole delivery, then the logistics system from farm to our ultimate customer, is actually well-funded and well-maintained.
He noted that most of our locks were built in the first half of the last century. Needed maintenance is slow and expensive. He says it's funded in part by barge companies with a 20-cent per gallon tax on diesel, netting $75 to $80 million a year for the Inland Waterways Trust Fund.
That money is used for new lock construction or major rehabilitation. That money is matched from the federal treasury so that you can have these major construction projects, and then the federal government is responsible 100% for ongoing maintenance.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Currently, farmer and transportation groups are supporting upgraded legislation on riverways, including accepting a tax increase on the industry.
We're willing to pay more in taxes. That's very rare in this day and age, but it just shows how concerning the issue is and how it really has an impact on our profitability. So there's a willingness to spend more money if that money is actually used for its intended purposes, and that's really the concern that we have.
Mike Steenheck with the Soy Transportation Coalition says eventually they'd like to see some lock facility upgrades at to transportation efficiencies. But first, he feels government resource allocation for lock maintenance or upgrade needs improvement.
The first step is at least take care of what you have, because one of the problems that we have is we allow these lock and dam assets to degrade to such a condition, and then it costs an exceptional amount of money to rehabilitate them, and that's a real waste of taxpayer dollars.
A bill is moving through Congress now that will hopefully move forward that facility maintenance and eventually needed upgrades. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.